And we're talking pay phones. And if you are of a certain age, like we are, we remember them, right? Some of the younger people don't. These days, though, a payphone is rare, thanks to the cell phone.
Why you start the segment by calling me old? I don't understand.
I'm calling
that
my
part.
Cell phone,
okay,
too.
Okay, fine. But, you're self-deprecating. I get
it. But payphones, they are a very necessary tool for some of the most vulnerable people in our community. And a new exhibit at the McGuire Art Museum documents the modern-day use of the payphone, how it is viewed by the public, and so much more.
WHYY Arts and Culture reporter Peter Crimmins is a regular here on Studio 2.
I'm becoming one.
We have to get like a smoking jacket that says like five timer. He's back with us now to tell us about the exhibit and more. Peter, welcome to Studio 2.
It's happy to be here. You know, speaking of old timers, looking at the story, I did find someone online who remembers their mother used to tape a dime on the inside of his lunchbox and send him off to school. So he always had a way
that
to call
was your,
someone.
Yeah, that was your emergency money to call someone.
So he had a little dime. Taped to his lunchbox.
Can I read an email real quick, sure. Peter, for you? This is from Matt, who says, one of the funniest sign of the times moments I had years ago was when I was in Center City and saw someone standing in a gutted payphone enclosure talking on his cell phone.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's the state of the payphone, right, Peter? Right. Except not. So there are payphones still in Philadelphia and around the country. And what does this exhibit show you?
They're going away fast. Yeah. A few years ago, it made the news that New York pulled out its very last payphone. It used to have like 30,000, and now it has none. Philly right now, 10 years ago, it had about 1,000, judging by the people who keep count of this stuff. Last year, it had about 50. Now it has about 35.
Wow.
So the
left.
Number of payphones are
dropping.
Quickly depleting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this... art exhibit at the McGuire Art Museum up in St. Joe's. It was where the old Barnes Foundation used to be.
Yep.
They have this show of the guy, a photographer in Rochester. He grew up in Bethlehem, but now he lives in Rochester, has been documenting payphones for years. It's part of a project to show who uses payphones, mm-hmm. and why they're sort of a necessary part of the urban landscape and even the rural landscape. We can get into that also.
Yeah, and the exhibit is called Lifelines, and that photographer is Eric Hunsman. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found interesting about your story on this is the modern day feelings about payphones. Can you talk about that a little bit? It was so interesting.
He talks about payphones as being a social marker. Even a non-working payphone or just a shell of a payphone, sort of in his thinking, it adds to a feeling of a neighborhood that might be down on its luck, a neighborhood that might be economically depressed, a neighborhood that might have some problems going on with it. He recently bought a building. This all comes out of Rochester. He recently had to move his business to a new building in Rochester in a neighborhood where the average median income was about $21,000. Mm-hmm. It's low on the economic scale.
Yeah.
And he just noticed their payphones are everywhere, non-working payphones, some working payphones. And he started to think payphones, to his mind again, sort of mark a feeling of a neighborhood. Mm. Like this is the kind of neighborhood where there are payphones.
And so this exhibit, it's just pictures of payphones from all over the country.
A lot in Rochester, because that's where he's based.
Yeah.
A lot in Philadelphia, because the guy's in Bethlehem. Yeah. He grew up in Bethlehem, and he's a big Eagles fan. So he's in Philly a lot. But he goes around the country, and he says he has this spidey sense of where payphones are. And really, he has a deep sense, an ingrained sense of how cities work and socioeconomically.
Yeah.
And you get
yeah.
a certain sense of this is the kind of neighborhood where there's a payphone. He drives around until he finds it. So he has payphones in San Diego. He has payphones from Arizona, Tucson. He has payphones in Northern California. Florida. He goes everywhere and photographs payphones.
What did the photos evoke for you? Like, what was your emotional response?
Some of them are in rural places, places where cell signals are bad. And so even if you had a payphone, you can't use it. So really beautiful landscape photography. I mean, some of these pictures, you kind of have to hunt for the payphone. You realize it's about a payphone because you're at an exhibit about payphones.
Yeah.
So there must be a phone in there in the picture somewhere.
Like, where's Waldo?
But you're looking
at
the sky, you're looking at the mountains, you're looking at the trees. But a lot of times you're looking at urban phones, which are covered in graffiti, which are broken. There's one payphone that he took in Philadelphia, actually. It's on West Girard Avenue at a gas station, and it has a sign taped to it that says this payphone works, and it doesn't. And he was photographing it, and while he was photographing it, people came up to him and said, does this payphone work? He's like, no, it doesn't.
Huh.
Where's the nearest payphone? They were asking him where they could find a working payphone because they really needed it.
That's interesting.
And that was one of the things that I realized. Some of the most vulnerable people need payphones, and payphones are actually a gathering spot for some folks.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Tucson, Arizona, where a bunch of people experiencing homelessness set up a camp around a payphone. Mm. And that was the reason they put a camp there. And 2 weeks later, they shut the payphone off. I have a quick clip from him. He started interviewing people who are using payphones, and in this exhibit you can hear people talking about it, but it's something. And if we can play the clip now,
let's play Eric real quick, where he talks
about the kind of people who use these things.
They're calling doctors, they're calling potentially their family, let them know they're alive. The one thing that you hear over and over is they hate how people look at them like they're doing something wrong. We expect now everybody should have a cell phone, so anybody that's using a payphone, they must be doing something wrong.
That's, yeah. That's a perspective that you would have never thought. That's interesting. Yeah. Thank you so much, Peter. That is Peter Crimmins, WHYY's arts and culture reporter. Peter, thanks for joining us on Studio 2.
Happy to be here.
And the exhibit's called Lifelines. It's at the McGuire Museum. Check it out, folks.